51. Steadfast Faith. John 14:12-14. Do I have strong faith that Jesus will do whatever I ask in his name, which also implies I am asking according to his character and his will? I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Insight. It seems that most of the reformers and early giants of the faith believed Jesus meant greater in number, not greater in deed. After all, who has ever walked on water, instantly silenced a storm, or fed nearly 15,000 people from a sack lunch? Jesus' earthly ministry only lasted 3.5 years before he returned to the Father. Thus, many people have done a greater number of things in ministry than Jesus has since they were here longer. Think of George Mueller, Hudson Taylor, D.L. Moody, Charles Spurgeon, John Wesley, George Whitfield, Brother Yun, and countless others. Jesus may have touched thousands. They have touched millions through their faith and obedience to God. I do believe, like many of them, the apostolic age died with the death of John on the island of Patmos, and that the apostles were given very special authority to work signs, wonders, and miracles at will for the building of the foundation of the church, and that no man has had this since. However, God still does amazing and huge things through his people when it pleases him, but it requires childlike faith and dependence on God's will. This was not true for the apostles, who could heal 100% of the people at will. See Acts 5:16. They had such special authority that people were even healed by their shadows and handkerchiefs. See Acts 5:15-16 and 19:11-12. Most people believe this apostolic age of authority ended around 60 years after Jesus spoke these words with the death of the Apostle John. If the apostles or anyone like them were on earth today, we would send them to the hospitals to snatch every single person out of their sickbeds. I see no one on the planet that can do that anymore. That means the apostolic age was different than what we have today. It was the foundation of the church, and a foundation is laid only once. See Ephesians 2:20 and Revelation 21:14. Paul himself even refers to the signs and miracles done by the apostles in the past tense. See Hebrews 2:4. On the other hand, one day when I was inquiring of God about this passage and its meaning, I said, "Lord, I have never done anything greater than you." Instantly, my 777-day miraculous divorce flashed in my head. It was like God said to me, "Which is greater, for me to raise someone from the dead, or for me to tell you in advance that your divorce will end on the 777th day? show you 777 over 100 times by my providence while you waited, rearranging and directing thousands of details over 2 years surrounding the schedules of the court, the judges, the attorneys, your time, your ex-wife's, etc. And then, when it was over, I told you to read page 777 in your Bible, where it says, I am the ultimate executor of justice, and I am the one who can give you justice when no earthly court can. Which of these required more of my power, time, and attention? I was stunned with this realization. But I continued, But Lord, I did not do that greater work. You did. I was prompted to keep reading. Verse 13, And I will do whatever you ask. You may ask me for anything, and I will do it. I had so often asked the Lord to give me a story which brought him glory, and Jesus has done that great thing which I asked in his name. Verse 14, I saw the necessary partnership between his power and my obedience to him, not my authority to act apart from him, as the apostles were able to do. My part was to desire his will, listen to his voice, promptly obey, trust his power, and wait patiently for him to act. 10 years later, the Lord has orchestrated 10 more for a total of 11 777-day time periods between related significant events in my life. God's timing is precise. Even today, September 8th, 2024, as I work on this Day 51 devotional, God timed it to match my 51st birthday. God's precise control over all time in my life events is not something I have ever heard of him doing before. But there is a clear message for all Christians in this. You must be able to hear God speak to you about his personal will for your life, see John 8:47, and delayed obedience is not obedience. Imagine if I would have delayed obeying by even one day in any of these 11 777-day events. What will happen if you delay?